Punjabi Hari. जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्राज कचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमात अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। मथुरापुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी देवी जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। जय श्री श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। Hare Krishna, we are going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24, The Renunciation of Kardama Muni, and text number 10. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavantam Param Brahma. Satvenanshena Shatruhan Tattva Sankhyana Vigyapte Jatam Vidwan Ajaswarat Bhagavantam Param Brahma Satvenanshena Shatruhan Tattva Sankhyana Vigyapte Jatam Vidwan Ajaswarat Bhagavantam Param Brahma Satvenanshena Shatruhan Tattva Sankhyana Vigyapte Jatam Vidya Vidwan Ajaswarat. Bhagavantam Param Brahma. Tinashena Shatuham. Vaishnavis. word for word meaning, Bhagavantam, the Lord, Param, Supreme, Brahma, Brahman, Satvena, having an uncontaminated existence, Amshena, by a plenary portion, Shatruhan, O killer of the enemy, Vidura, killer of the enemy, Vidura. Tattva Sankhyana, the philosophy of the 24 material elements. Vijnaptei, for explaining. Jatam, appeared. Vidwan, knowing. Aja, the unborn. Lord Brahma. Swarat, independent. Translation and purport given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Maitreya continued, O killer of the enemy, the unborn Lord Brahma, who is almost independent in acquiring knowledge, could understand that a portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His quality of pure existence had appeared in the womb of Dibhuti, just to explain the complete state of knowledge known as Sankhya Yoga. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, it is stated that the Lord Himself is the compiler of the Vedanta Sutra, and He is the perfect knower of Vedanta Sutra. Similarly, the Sankhya philosophy is compiled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His appearance as Kapila. That is an imitation Kapila who has a Sankhya philosophical system, but Kapila, the incarnation of God, is different from that Kapila. Kapila, the son of Kardama Muni, is in his system of Sankhya philosophy very explicitly explained not only the material world but also the spiritual world. Brahma could understand this fact because he is Swarat, almost independent in receiving knowledge. He is called Swarat because he did not go to any school or college to learn, but learned everything from within, because Brahma is the first living creature within the universe. He had no teacher. His teacher was the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, who is seated in the heart of every living creature. Brahma acquired knowledge directly from the Supreme Lord within the heart. Therefore, he is sometimes called Swarat and Aja. Another important point is stated here. Satvenam Shena, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, He brings with Him all His paraphernalia of Vaikuntha. Therefore, His name, His form, His quality, His paraphernalia, and His entourage all belong to the transcendental world. Real goodness is in the transcendental world. Here in the material world, the quality of goodness is not pure. Goodness may exist, but there must also be some tinges of passion and ignorance. In the spiritual world, the unalloyed quality of goodness prevails. There, the quality of goodness is called Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. Another name for Shuddha Sattva is Vasudev, because God is born from Vasudev. Another meaning of that, when one is purely situated in the qualities of goodness, he can understand the form, name, quality, paraphernalia, and entourage of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Amshena also indicates that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appeared as Kapil Dev in a portion of his portion. God expands either as Kala or Amsha, as Amsha. Amsha means direct expansion, and kala means expansion of the expansion. There is no difference between the expansion of the expansion, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. As there is no difference between one candle and another, but still the candle from which the others are lit is called the original. Krishna, therefore, is called the Parabrahman, or the ultimate Godhead, the cause of all causes. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunvritangena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Hare Krishna. So, in this section, actually in this chapter, we are understanding Kardamana Muni's endeavor to renounce, means to give up the family life and going to the forest, fully engage himself in the cultivation of bhakti. As we know before, he already did severe austerity by focusing his mind on Supreme Lord, and Supreme Lord became very pleased, appeared before him, and he prayed for a wife. So you may think, what is this? Supreme Lord could have bestowed anything, everything, but why to ask for a simple thing like wife? But this is Vedic culture, our spiritual culture. When Krishna descends, he brings the spiritual culture. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descends, he brings the spiritual culture. Actually, we are all Krishna's parts and parcels, and it is our natural inclination to ask for anything from God. And this is our natural situation. We may think that independent I can do many things, but that sense of being independent will bind us. But when we depend on Krishna for everything, actually we are already depending on him, but we are not consciously practicing this. So we are bound by our independence, the sense of being independent from Krishna. So here, why the renunciation is important here? Because this pure spirit soul, it has been entangled from time immemorial within the matter, material elements, material existence, which is unnatural for us. So in that perspective, do we have to also practice renunciation, or sometime in our life, do we have to accept renunciation? Yes, it's mandatory. We have to extricate the soul from this entanglement. That's why Kapil Muni appeared to help us, giving us the understanding of the material elements of this material existence, in which we are so tightly bound up, entangled. Actually, when I hear the word entanglement, I'm scared, actually. It is. Generally, we do not perceive this, but when we really perceive it, it's a very scary word. Then we understand, then we ask, is there any way to become free from the entanglement? Yes. Two things is very important for our spiritual life to advance. One is realizing that we are eternal soul. We live forever. Endless life we have. From the beginningless time to the endless time, we'll be existing. means we are existing from the beginningless time, will be existing up to the endless of time. But with this realization, also a problem comes into the mind. What is that problem? If that problem we do not perceive, we would not be able to progress in spiritual life with great speed. What is that problem? What to do with this endless life? What to do with my eternal life? Because we are accustomed to plan our life within this short period of life, right? Say, suppose 80, 90 years, I would be living here. So we plan the life accordingly. Okay, I'll be retiring at this age. Then I'll be living 20 more years after retirement. This way we plan. After that, what? But we, as the devotees of Krishna and the readers of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, we have to understand, perceive or realize this point that we are eternal, everlastingly we are existing. So we have to plan right now what to do with this life. Do we have to stay here endlessly? Or we can go to the better place where things are so wonderful. So this one point we have to understand. Another point is, here although everything looks so beautiful, enchanting, was deadly. The attraction for the material world is in one sense very deadly. It is binding us. Anything we think, we speak, we act are being noted down, are being recorded. And accordingly, we achieve the consequences, either material entanglement or being eligible for going back to the eternal world where life is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. So these two points, if we do not really understand properly, we cannot appreciate Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or Chaitanya Charitamrita. These two points, what I understand, so I'm sharing. So here, some beautiful points Srila Prabhupada gave us in the purport, that the first point is that Krishna is the compiler of Vedanta Sutra. He knows the meaning of Vedanta Sutra. And similarly, the Kapil Dev, in the form of Kapil Dev, he gave us the Sankhya philosophy. What is the Sankhya philosophy? In few lines, we have to understand. The translation has been given the 24 elements, the philosophy of the 24 material elements. And what are those 24 material elements? Be aware. What are those five tattvas? That is earth, water, air, fire, ether, material elements. Three subtle elements, the mind, intelligence, and ego. And five working senses, five knowledge acquiring senses, and five tanmatra, means what is called tanmatra. Tanmatra means the senses are attaching, like eyes are attaching with seeing, hearing is ears are hearing. That is called tanmatra. And one mind. The total 24. So when we see these 24 elements, we understand where's the soul. Soul is not there. But soul, that means soul has no connection with these 24 elements. But yet we are bound up with these 24 elements. So the 25th element within the body is the soul, and 26th element within the body is the super soul. So body, in the body there is a hierarchy. On the top, super soul. Under the super soul is the soul. Under the soul is the intelligence. Under the intelligence is the mind. Under the mind are the senses. Under the senses are gross material body. So, the Sankhya philosophy, in short, means to understand we are so much tightly entangled, bound up within the matter, material elements, and material existence. The pure eternal soul cannot be happy in that situation. So, is there any way to become released from this material entanglement? Yes. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is here. Bhagavad Gita is here. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is here. So, in short, that. And Brahma, here, Prabhupada is speaking, although in the text it is said Swarat. Swarat, we heard in the first verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Who is Swarat actually? Krishna. Avijna Swarat. He is all cognizant and supremely independent. And here, Brahma is understood, means we understand Brahma as almost independent. Why almost independent? Swarat means independent, means complete independent. Actually, nobody can become independent in the whole creation. Because if we are not separated, we cannot be separated from Krishna. Nothing can be separated from Krishna. If something can be separated from Krishna, that will be independent, and that will be the absolute truth. This is the by definition. What is absolute truth? Absolute truth is all cognizant, all supreme, independent, and omnipresent. Omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. Nobody can become equal to Krishna or above Krishna. So in this also regard, our Achinta Bhedavet Tattva comes in. Means, because nothing can be separated from Krishna, so all that means everything is Krishna in one sense. We are also sample of Krishna. This is also required because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu combined the all Vaishnava philosophies together and gave us the most excellent philosophy, Achintya Bhedavet philosophy, through which we can understand the absolute truth so clearly, very wonderfully. We are separate from Krishna, of course. Achinta Vedavet Tattva means inconceivably we are one with Krishna as well as separate from Krishna. So, we generally understand our position as separate. We are servants of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Because bhakti requires that. And it is a fact. Also, it is a fact that we are also one with Krishna. Both things are required to understand. Means experience. Understanding means here realization. Also experiencing. I'm also sample Krishna, but I'm not complete Krishna. As well as I am the servant, subordinate to Krishna. Subordination to the Supreme Lord is the perfection of life. So we cannot give up this position. Our eternal constitutional position is this, subordinate. Subordinate, servant of Krishna. Servant means, generally we do not like this word, but it is sweetest word for me, servant. Servant means we are also children of Krishna, part and parcel of Krishna. So the devotees have the emotion that we are also Krishna, also not Krishna. One particle of gold is also gold. But it is not exactly or quantitatively same as the gold mine. So both things are required to progress in spiritual life. That's why. So we can develop the intimacy with Krishna. We are not outsider of Krishna. We are not outsiders. We are insiders. We are within Krishna. We are in Krishna. We are on Krishna. We are for Krishna. We are of Krishna. We are by Krishna. Krishna cannot be separated from us. This is the bottom line of our Achinta Vedavet Tattva. And with this Tattva, every pages of Bhagavatam, every page of Bhagavatam can be understood very clearly. Bhagavad Gita's also central point is this, Vedavet Tattva, Achinta Vedavet Tattva. The final verse of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada gave us the purport very beautifully. Out of five points that has been discussed in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand Jiva, Ishvara, Prakriti, they are all related, means Achinta Bhedavet Tattva. So, this point means Brahma is almost independent, not supreme independent. And Brahma received his knowledge, the spiritual knowledge, from within. And this is also our case. We also sing Chakkhudan Dilojai Janme Janme Prabhushai Dibya Gyan Ride Prakashita. So the transcendental knowledge we receive every day, it has to be revealed also. Revealed from the within, means Krishna. And Krishna gives the knowledge to Brahma, and through the disciplic succession it came up to Srila Prabhupada, and from Prabhupada our spiritual masters and the instructing spiritual masters, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. So what is the actual point here, that through Guru Parampara we receive the transcendental knowledge? It's like this. It's like that in the ocean, in the vast ocean, a little boat is flying. So anytime this boat can be capsized. But if that boat is connected with a big ship, big strong ship, the boat is safe in all respects. Similarly, we are individual souls, individual devotee. We are like the small boats in the vast ocean of material existence and should not remain isolated. We should tie ourselves with Guru. Guru Parampara, it's like a big ship. Then we are stable within this material existence. And through the channel of Guru Parampara, we receive this transcendental knowledge. We cannot receive it through the brain, actually. It is to be revealed in the heart, and it happens. And the final point, I was just trying to say that the Shuddha Sattva, what is Shuddha Sattva? And why it is so important here? We know there are, in this world, everything is of four kinds. Something is in the mode of goodness, something is in the mode of passion, something is mode of ignorance. Another fourth is transcendental. So we are also, human beings are also four kinds. In the mode of goodness, passion, and means predominantly. All the modes are mixed, more or less. But the transcendental goodness or pure goodness is known as Shuddha Sattva. This Shuddha Sattva state, I was just reading that point, that what's that pure original constitutional consciousness, that is called Shuddha Sattva. I am soul, I am the consciousness, I am not the body. And Krishna is the supreme consciousness. And his consciousness is everywhere. I am localized consciousness. When we connect Krishna with Krishna's consciousness, that is called Shuddha Sattva state. Just like scientists are tapping the vast energy of sun, solar energy, anywhere, everywhere. they can draw the energy and can utilize. So the pure devotee knows the art of connecting himself or herself completely with the supreme consciousness anywhere and everywhere. With that connection, Krishna's name, fame, form, paraphernalia, pastimes, Namarupa Guna Lila, Dham, Parikar, everything can be realized. And this is our goal of life. If we miss this opportunity, means although everything has been given to us, but if we are not utilizing ourselves, then we miss the opportunity to understand Krishna properly. And thus, we will not be able to love Him wholeheartedly with faith and devotion. Thus, we would not be able to go back home, back to Godhead. So this is the point, Shuddha Sattva point. And also it is the another name is Vasudev. When the heart is so clean, clear, free from any contamination, when the existence is so pure, mind is so pure, intelligence is so pure, words are pure, body is pure, then Krishna appears in the heart. So our whole endeavor is to purify our mind, especially manaprasada, bhava samshuddhir, sattva samshuddhir. Existence must be purified. Mind, words, intelligence, consciousness, body remain very pure. Then Krishna will appear and remain very active. And it is mandatory also. Experiencing Krishna within the heart. Many times we hear that. Means we also heard that we don't have to search for Krishna outside of us. It's so beautiful. Everything has been given, arranged within the body. Krishna is here, Atma is here, knowledge which is outside also inside. So in this way we can perfect our life very nicely. So that portion was about Srimad Bhagavatam. Today I have been reminded by Archita Prabhu that today is Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance day. Also I knew about it, but some other forgot. Who was Vrindavan Das Thakur? He was the Vyasadev in Krishna Leela. And he wrote Krishna's pastimes in the form of Chaitanya Bhagavat. It was originally Chaitanya Mangal, then Chaitanya Bhagavat. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, his leelas, pastimes have been given very elaborately. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness has been given elaborately. So two books are complement each other, and we must study both books. The Chaitanya Bhagavat, which came first, later Chaitanya Charitamrita, to understand Gauranga Mahaprabhu's teachings and his leelas. Our Krishna consciousness is never complete without Gauranga consciousness. Gauranga consciousness makes us complete. As Krishna became complete as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because he developed three desires when he was Krishna in Vrindavan, could not fulfill his desires or quest. His hankering was not fulfilled. But in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his all desires, hankerings and quest, had been fulfilled. So Krishna consciousness means Krishna consciousness plus Gauranga consciousness. The scriptures plus Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Krishna means, Krishna includes everything. Holy name includes everything. Holy name, in the holy name, the spiritual world, material world, all the living beings, all Krishna's expansions and incarnations, his energies, his potencies, his pastimes, which is going on in innumerable universes, as well as Golok Dham. All the pastimes are present in one word, the name Krishna. How powerful is this? So when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if we remember the glories of the Maha Mantra, then we will be able to chant purely. That is Mahaprabhu's contribution. It's a shortcut method reaching Krishna. As Bhagavad Gita says, you know, if the one for one who conquered the mind, super soul is already reached. So similarly, when we understand the holy name is Krishna, we reach Krishna every moment. We become connected with Krishna every moment. So Vrindavan Das Thakur gave us, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's early pastimes and later pastimes, we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita mostly. And Vrindavan Das Thakur was the son of Narayani Devi, who was the niece of Shivas Thakur. And Mahaprabhu, when she was only 4 years old, Mahaprabhu gave one day the remnants to take. As soon as she took, she attained the pure love of Krishna. And immediately tears were flowing down from her. Tears. She was experiencing pure love for Krishna. So Mahaprabhu is the Mahabadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Shenama. Another big example, Jagai Madhai. Jagai Madhai were the most sinful miscreants. But by the touch of Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, almost instantly they become pure devotees of Krishna, experiencing pure love of Krishna. So when you go to Shidam Mayapur, please visit that temple or area where this Leela was performed, deliverance of Jagai Madhai by Nityananda and Gauranga. There's a beautiful temple established by Gauriya Mat. Beautiful. And beautiful Gornitai and Jagai Madhai. Beautiful. That place is so spiritually potent, because we are also a little bit, I'm speaking for myself, Jagai Madhai are there in the heart. So by going there, praying at the lotus feet of Nityananda, Gauranga, we become released or free from all contaminations from our heart. And we become eligible to receive the Krishna Prema. So when Narayani Devi got married, then Vrindavan Das Thakur was born, and that there's a beautiful temple in Mamgachi, Modadrum Dweep, and also please visit that place. That beautiful temple is there. Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Sorry, there's no time. There's no time for question and answer.
Three subtle elements, mind, intelligence, ego. Okay, five knowledge of the senses. Five working senses. Five tanmatra. Tanmatra. No, four. Five, five, five. See that?
Five, five, five.
Five, four, ten, five.
That's 20 plus mind and knowledge.
Three and one mind. Again, I'm saying.
You're listening to the mind twice. Because mind, intelligence, false ego.
Oh, mind twice. Oh, yes, yes. That is the unmanifested state of mood. One is unmanifest.
Yeah.
Unmanifested state, a state of mood. In the Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, the things are written. Mind, intelligence, and ego already counted. And the one that is unmanifested state of. That is Prabhupada said in the first book, in the 13th chapter, I think 6 and 7. I can show you the actually, Mahaprabhu combined how? Ramanuja's Vishishta Adhvaitavada. And then Vishnu Saraswami's Shuddha Adhvaitavada.